Welcome to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help aspiring entrepreneurs turn ideas into real businesses. I'm Greg, entrepreneurship professor, serial entrepreneur, and founder coach. And each episode, I share practical insights to help you start strong and build momentum. Today's episode is called How to Differentiate Yourself. Let's dive in. Here's something that might surprise you. 73% of successful entrepreneurs started as solopreneurs. In a world obsessed with scaling fast and building teams, being small isn't just okay. It's actually your biggest competitive weapon in 2024. Think about it this way. While your larger competitors are scheduling meetings to discuss meetings about potential pivots, you're already three iterations into testing new solutions. Research shows that one-person businesses can pivot 10 times faster than teams. Your size isn't a limitation. It's market agility in its purest form. When opportunity knocks, you don't need committee approval to answer the door. But here's where it gets really interesting. Large companies can't replicate your personal story, your unique perspective, or the individual lens through which you see problems. Customers today don't just buy products. They buy into the people behind them. Your individual voice naturally cuts through corporate noise because it's authentic, unfiltered, and genuinely human. Let me tell you about Sarah. She was a graphic designer who lost her biggest client in early 2023. Instead of panicking, she did something remarkable. Within 48 hours, she pivoted to serving AI startups that needed human-touch design. Her personal LinkedIn posts about designing for robots built by humans struck a chord and went viral. 6 months later, she had $50,000 in revenue and a waitlist of clients. The lesson? Her speed and personal angle allowed her to beat established agencies to an emerging market because she could move faster and speak more authentically than they ever could. Here's what Sarah understood that many miss. One-person businesses naturally build deeper customer relationships than corporations can. 85% of small business customers cite personal connection as their key loyalty driver. When customers know you personally, when they understand your story and your why, their lifetime value increases dramatically. So here's what I want you to do this week. First, document three specific advantages you have as a solo entrepreneur that bigger competitors simply cannot match. Second, create one piece of content that showcases your personal approach to solving customer problems. And third, reach out to five existing customers and ask them what they value most about working with you personally. Use these insights to refine your unique positioning. Remember, in a world of corporate sameness, your individual perspective isn't just different, it's irreplaceable. Thanks for listening to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, helping founders build businesses bigger than themselves. If you found value in today's episode, subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone just starting their entrepreneurial journey. Until next time, start strong, build momentum, and keep moving forward.